Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, it's been a night. Wow.
Well. What are we going to talk about this morning? Talks and Forks. We didn't get to come on Facebook Live on Monday.
Right.
You know, things happen, you know, and, you know, sometimes, you know, things you can't avoid. And so I'm just glad that we have the podcast, because we can always, you know,
chop it up,
as they say.
But God bless. God is good. Mom is good. So I'm grateful about that. I mean, it could have been more, but you always got to sit back and take care of your parent, no matter what it is.
Oh, of course.
That does not go before nothing.
Oh, yes. Your parents come first.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So
before you do anything.
You have to do that. I just was thinking about how people are so private with things. I mean, they're in the congratulating you in private, or, you know, asking for things in private, but they really cannot be open because they done talked about you so bad.
Oh my.
And they can't, because they done talked about you to the people. And so they can't really, you know, be upfront with you, or, you know, and people say, oh, you don't have to always support in public. you can support people in private and pray for them. No, you can't support them in public because you done talked about them so bad. And you done dogged them and say you don't deal with them. You don't deal with the people. But you really better talk to the people. You really ask for stuff from the people that you talk about so bad. You don't want nobody to know it, but that's what you do. But God will find you out, honey.
I know, and I just think that's so sad that you find yourself in those kind of situations, to where, you know, people be then scandalize your name and, you know, said all kinds of stuff, and you still reaching out, doing stuff. Basically, you doing your norm.
Right.
Or whatever, but like
normal.
You call it railing,
girl.
Come
on, normal.
Okay,
go ahead.
You can't, like, you can't even, like, But anyway, I think it's sad that you, like, you're still, like, doing your same, you know, but they can't even acknowledge what you doing, because they didn't talk about you, they didn't say this and
right.
that, so it's just kind of like they really can't even be real with you no more, because they didn't say it so much, and they got people thinking like you're just this horrible person. But all in all, you know,
right.
find a victim. And I just think that's so crazy, because you find yourself in that situation, and then you kind of see it, because you be like, you know how you hear people say stuff, they be like, ooh, I thank God for such and such did this, da 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 da. And it's not that you want your name blasted, yeah, but like you kind of like, well, I
credit,
did, you know,
yeah,
I
right.
came, or I but they gotta do that, because
I did this,
because they done said so much stuff, so that it's not like they can be, oh yeah, Rinty, you know, Rinty helped me with that too, or
come
Rinty
on,
called
sis.
Me too,
come
you
on,
know,
sis.
But
come
I
on,
just
sis. Think, come on, sis. I thank God for Laurentia, or I thank God for Vicky, you know, but you can't never say that. You can say, thank you in private, you know, but, and you know, and you.
And then, girl, be low texting you, be texting you, be calling you, and doing stuff, and you'll be like, it's just weird, because, okay, like, I think we had this conversation before, like, Facebook, okay. I know you have people that comment, like, share your stuff, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
but
yeah,
then,
they don't
but this
yeah,
is the thing, like, you see that person doing everybody else stuff like that. And, you know, y'all talk, you know, y'all text, you call me.
Oh, yeah.
But
tell them how beautiful they are. And it's not
that I want you to do my stuff like that, but it just kind of makes me wonder, like, you be all on everybody else's stuff, but, like, you be texting me and calling me and da-da-da-da, but you can't even say, but you can't even be like, hey, girl. But so it kind of, like, makes you know, well, what it is. They didn't talk about you so bad, so this is going to kind of contradict what they said, so they can't do that.
Right. Girl. So they can't do it. Never can do it. But can call you, can text you, can ask you. Why would you ask somebody for something that you done talked about?
Well, want somebody to help you?
Why would you want something from them? Why would you want help from the people that you talk about really bad? Why would you?
Well, maybe some people just don't know better.
In that,
some people just don't know better.
The people that you. No, they no. But the people that they talk to and hang around of that.
Ooh, now that's another subject. That's something else, because you always helping them, but they can't help you. Come on, somebody. Come on, lights. Somebody. But that's so sad.
It is sad.
But that's real talk, though. But that's real. I know, but it's sad. But it's like, it's something that God allows you to see people for who they are.
Right.
Because it's so many times we go around looking, basically, looking stupid. And you're doing all of this stuff. And it's not that you're doing it to get attention or just trying to show up. You know, but some of us really genuinely love people.
But that's like just people. That's just your true self to me. It shows your true self. But let the real church stand up, because I'm tired of this.
I'm a real church.
I'm tired of the, you know, the standing ovation or saying you live in Christ-like. But in the same sense, you got a lot of junk going around. You always saying something about somebody, but you only say it in the privacy, thinking that they won't never get back. Or you're not an open person, because you think, oh, they gonna know me if I say it. But if I don't say it, to let them get it, or let me just tell somebody else because I know she'll tell them. Or, I mean, what in the world?
Yeah, you something else. I didn't read all between you. Yeah. Oh, you saying like people are gonna tell other people stuff what the problem is,
what's
the
problem?
Won't tell. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you walking around like looking stupid. Yeah.
You don't know. Like you don't know what's going on. You're like,
I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know y'all was talking about that. Let's talk about it. But that's the thing that really irks me. When people can't even show you their real self, they have to pretend and make up a persona, and then the very one that will call you for anything, they will be
anything
like,
else.
Yeah, anything else. Oh, thank you. I mean, I just see those people as users. You want what I have, but you really don't want nobody to know that you want it, you know?
I mean, or that you deal with me. No, what you don't want nobody to know is that you have dealings with me. I know, but you know what? You really have to look at that as God is exposing people, because, you know, sometimes, okay, like I've told you before, I struggle with letting people go.
Right.
Like, and I get that some people are just seasonal.
Right.
Everybody is not gonna be in your life forever.
Right.
I get that.
Get it.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, total. You know, some people total you true. Just don't want to let go. And you know, and I mean, but you know what? Sometimes God will show you people. And me, I don't want to be like, I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to look like, she don't know that. You know, like what did you know? And so I do thank God for exposing, because I think that's bad to think that you have a relationship and you ain't got nothing.
You ain't got nothing.
Them people don't care for you. Them people don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, hey, just like they got this saying, if you're not invited, don't go.
Right. Don't show up to nobody's party.
Don't be trying to like force your way into nobody's life.
No, why? Why bring another party in? And you know the party. Yeah. Why? Just stay back. Just stay back and watch God, because really and truly, God knows where you at. God even knows you. People say He knows my name, and there's a lot of people think that that He knows my name, and He's loving me, and all that. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm running for the Lord. I'm fired up. I'm in this thing. But in the truth be told, if God got all of us line us up and told our truth,
girl, like my husband say, my husband spoke the Sunday before last. He said, men are up there with people, but baby, they down low with God. That's what he said. He said, yeah, you looking up like this. Everybody know you. Everybody like, oh, yay. Oh, look at them. He said, but you so low to God. He said, but you down here with God. And I mean, it was like knee high. I said, well.
Look at the low.
Or whatever. But I mean, you just have to be thankful that God exposes things, because you don't want people in your life that don't genuinely like love you.
Right.
And so I can thank God for that. Yeah, it hurts and it bothers you, but you have to thank God for even showing you and just adjust yourself and just pick your head up and just be like, you know, okay, God, I thank you. I can receive this and just keep it moving. That's all that that's the only thing that you can do, you know, because it does hurt. And like I said, people like you, girl, you a help a dog. You don't care.
Yeah,
but that's how God wants us to be.
Right.
God tells us to show love. God tells us to go help our neighbors. Not our next door neighbors, but just people in general. God, I mean, those are His commandments.
Right, that's
and
true.
And so that's what He wants us to do or whatever. And like He tells us to love our enemies. But I do feel like there is some point to where, like, you have to know how to go in the building. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. I'm serious. Like you gotta be real smart. You gotta be real strategic. Like, you gotta know, like, okay, when I go in here or whatever, don't hate now. Don't open up all the bags.
Yeah, keep
you know what I'm saying?
Together.
Why? Because people will take from you.
Right. They will.
And be like, oh, she gay. Oh, but it ain't so no. So, no, you just gotta be careful. You just gotta be careful with people. People they'll take all of your stuff and act like they don't got no dealings with you. And here you are, you didn't left your stuff. You didn't took your bags in. You didn't let them look in there and gave them shared this. But continue to do that. Don't get me wrong, but that's good. But you still gotta know. You gotta know what's amongst you. Know them, that label amongst you. So.
You just
gotta be careful. It's so sad. I know, but you get so tired of just getting hurt, you know?
Yeah, and people say they kingdom minded. There's no way you can be kingdom minded or you
on
your way to heaven and you know that you have got something going on with you or something going on with you with somebody, your sister or your brother, and
I don't care. That ain't kingdom.
That ain't kingdom minded.
That ain't
mess
no God. Girl, you self righteous and you self centered and you trying to make yourself appear to be something that you really ain't. Because if you got God, I don't care. You got the Holy Ghost. It's just something. Just not gonna sit well.
It ain't. You ain't gonna play with stuff. You're not gonna do that because you're so kingdom minded.
Girl, I be convicted over little stuff. That's why I was saying, I was at work one day and girl, somebody had asked me for some gum and I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I was like, I don't have any. And I did. I just didn't want to check, baby. I went back, honey. God messed with my heart, honey. I went back and got in my desk. I was like, oh, here goes some. Girl, I felt so bad.
But you think if he...
You know, like, little stuff like
if
that.
If he do the little stuff,
you know
he tugging at you. You know he doing it. But you're not gonna do it. You're not gonna do it because you're not built for that. You're not built. But my thing of it is, even the soldiers in the army get wounded.
Yeah. That's why people just can miss me and act like, you know,
right?
Like everything is this and Holy Ghost all day. No, some days you are wounded. Some days you are, you don't want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Some days you just be like, okay, God, I'm done. I can't take it no more, you know? But,
right, that's
excuse
true.
Me.
But my thing of it is, if you don't even never acknowledge your past, how can you get somebody delivered? How can you tell them if you lying about your own past?
Denial.
But
that's
you telling
everybody want to paint this picture.
You telling
like
people that God can set you free.
Mm-hmm.
For what? What did he set you free from? Oh, I
like
do
everything
nothing.
Is A-okay. You want everybody to think you A-okay.
I didn't do what brother so-and-so did. Well, I didn't do this. I didn't, you know, I didn't mess around. I didn't do this. But yes, you know what? It's the thing about it. I know. You don't, nobody won't tell
you. You don't want them to know that.
You don't want them to know that what kind of person you really, well, you filthy. But, and you really won't tell nobody. I mean, you'll get quiet like you ain't had a past, because you really want to go forth in God. But look how many people that you can help because they're dealing with that same issue.
Amen. Exactly.
That you're dealing with. They dealing with that thing, but you won't even come out and say, I used to wrestle with that. Because you want people to think, because you don't want to lose the people that you are in tune with or the people that you're dealing with right now. You don't want them to know that you was entangled in that mess.
And just like we've said, some people are going to be with you to stay. Some are not.
Right.
Or whatever. And if people genuinely love you, and that's, you know, we both have been taught that if people really love you, baby, they're going to stick around. They're going to do whatever.
That's right.
They're going to make the relationship work. And those people are going to continue to be with you during your walk in ministry because they love you. They love how God have brought you from this to that.
Right.
They've seen your testimony. They've heard it. They know you changed. And people are just going to be there for you. So you don't have to worry about that. That's why, you know, like some people don't, you know, they kind of be like, ooh, girl, you just so easy, you know, to talk about your past with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It don't make you real. You know, it don't make you
but, right, but I want people to know, yes, life happened to me. Yes, I was hurt. Yes, my heart was broken. Yes, my husband did this. Yes, my husband did that.
Right.
But look, God brought us out, and I thank God. And hey, sis, only thing you got to do, continue to pray for your husband.
Right, but
you
nobody
know what I'm saying?
Won't know
like,
that.
That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
But you got some people, girl, I ain't finna tell my business. Mm-hmm. That ain't, I get that some things aren't for the people or
right.
whatever, but if you can help somebody, like you said, some people just need to know that you made it out of that.
That's
it could be
right.
this. But everybody ain't ready for that. That's why, everybody ain't ready for that. They don't want that.
No.
They want that sugar.
Yeah, just about. Just about. They
want
to sugarcoat everything.
Yes. Come on.
Everything.
They want that coat. That sugar coat.
Flour. I don't know. You bam your chicken and you want to fry it or something. I just don't get that. Because
baby, they want that sugar. I need me a shirt to say sugar coat. Not a sugar coat something.
Yes. Everything is sugar. Your lips is made of sugar.
Everything. That's why. I thank God that I am an honest, true woman. Yes, I made mistakes. Maybe I may have said some things that I shouldn't say, but I don't mind going, you know, just going back getting it right.
Right.
But you got some people, girl, they act like, girl, they don't do nothing wrong, everything right.
Mm-hmm. They don't never apologize for nothing. They don't never say they ugly truth. You don't never know, but you know what? Discernment is totally real. discernment.
And you don't make it that far being that kind of person. You don't make it that far.
You don't.
Mm-mm. You don't make it that far. I got somebody that always tell me, she always tell me, you know, because I am saved. And, you know, she always tell me because, you know, she's trying to get her life together. And so she always tells me, she said, you know what, Larynthia, she said, you know what? I said, she said, I can talk to you. She said, you know, you don't judge me. She said, now you're going to tell me the truth or whatever. But she said, I can appreciate that or whatever. And you just gotta be honest with people. I'm not perfect. And you tell people, you don't got no heaven or hell to put nobody in. So, I mean, who are you anyway? Or whatever. But I just feel like when you got just so many people just faking or whatever. And I just, like, I don't know how to be that person. Like, you know? Right. But I mean, everybody, you know, some people, that's how they get their little groups, you know, formed, by being fake, basically. Because you're not ready.
You know how they do on the Housewives do a lounge, whatever that word is, but having that alliance. Yeah, you build up one, like.
Alliance, okay.
You get something that you can use on somebody else to attach you with other people. So you, since she did that, okay, I'm gonna get so and so, I'm gonna get all these people to agree with me what she did, and we're not gonna deal with her because,
girl, that's called a mad train.
No, it's not a mad train. It's a it's a word, and I can't even think of. It's not. I don't think it's called an allowance, because allowance is talking about paying money.
No,
it's
said alliance.
Alliance. Yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I've seen. That's what I've seen totally on the Housewives, that you get this one person, you tell them, hey, this is what they doing, and we don't need to be around them because of this. Is
that's that man train. They want everybody to think how they think, know whatever they know, think they know, and feel how they feel, and they go grab people to get on their train so they can all attack you and not like you and feel some kind of way. And those people don't even know, like, the story. They don't even know, like, what's going on, but just pay people so seeds. And I mean, but that's what people do. Like, it's a lot of people in the world like that. Like I've said on here before, there are people that don't even know me, but just because somebody said something and they agreed to it, and they and so they act like that. But you know, it don't even matter.
Right, it don't.
It doesn't. The day, like, it don't, you know, matter, you have nothing to prove to people. But you just got to continue to show love and be who you are and live in your truth, you know, and that's what you have to do. But, like, people gonna do that, though. But, you know, you have certain things, I would say, that keep you praying, that keep you on your knees, and, you know, things like that do. And, you know, and just people like that make me want to do better and not be like that. You know, like Lord, please don't. And even if I am, Lord, please take that out of me, because I don't want to be that person.
Take it. That's true. That's true. Take it away from me, because that's not even that's not even a character. That's not even somebody that I want to portray.
Right.
I mean, please do this, because we're supposed to be on a daily walk with God. But to tell you the truth, we are just living a lie and saying we just into Jesus. We ain't into nothing else. It's all
not like
it's
that
all
the
about
time.
Jesus.
Girl, that's why people need to stop their stuff or whatever and go on. If you gonna be on this, if you gonna live this life, live it. Cause that's how people are getting messed up or whatever, you know. People don't. I mean that's how, you know, you're witnessing, you telling people what God has brought you from, what God has brought you through. You can't get people in, you know, because they gonna think, baby, life ain't perfect over here, honey. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's some stuff. It's some stuff be happening. You be like, okay, Jesus. You know, like,
what you doing?
Mm-mm. Or whatever. But you know, but it makes you stronger, though. I can say, and it develops character. And so that's, most definitely, like, that's how you have to. That's just how you have to look at it. Like, you just got to be positive about it. Yeah, that's good. You know what? I'm glad I know that now. And see, that's how you just got to move. You know, you got to just move different, you know? And, but we messed up. We'll go take them back in, put them back off in the buggy, push them around.
And they're not supposed to be in the buggy.
We'll go, okay. You be like, what you doing? I know, hey, but that's just the love in us, you know, because, you know, that's how God see us. We mess up all the time, you know, and he take us back, clean us up, you know, get us back right, you know, we go back out, get dirty, he take us another bath, get us some new clothes.
That's so true.
You know, so you just feel sometimes you just can't help yourself, but my thing is, like, don't, like, put yourself in a situation to get cut again, you know, don't do yourself like that. But I mean, you can love people still and, like, show love without being over their house every day, calling them every day, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There are ways to show love, so that's what I try.
But if you cry, but if and truthfully, if you cry, like, you gonna show love. You're not gonna.
Amen.
Yeah, if you Christ-like. I don't care what has happened.
Come on.
And my deal of it is, you still have to be found guilty of being your best at what his word said. Even though you have conflict, but you don't let that conflict stop you from being who God really wants you to be. And that is a loving person, a kind person, a peaceful person.
Amen.
Just, you know, but you don't have to overdo it. But you can't throw discord. Yeah. And that's the thing about it. Throwing discord and throwing
discord.
It out there and saying that you wasn't a part of that. Saying that your main situation is, it wasn't meant to hurt. It was meant to say, because this is why I feel like this, so I'm gonna get everybody involved. And that's of the devil. That's not of God.
Yeah. But you know, some people don't see theyself, you know, and until God show them theyself, that's when it changes.
I can't see you, and
you won't see change until people want change. And people see themselves.
I mean, I really believe that's how worldly people act. I don't think that God give you word to preach. I don't think that when God give you words, that is not for you too. I never I can't say that they don't see themselves. Yeah, you can be self-righteous.
I'm saying, like, you want to try. I'm just saying, when people really want, not gonna change. You need to change.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? You know how you really work on something? Like, Lord, change my heart. Even if, you know, even when you find, like, little stuff off, you be like, okay, you know, like, Lord, help me with this. Even if it's something that you heard, it's like, okay, I'm not going to act like that when I see them. Lord, help me to deal with them for when I see them. You know, because there are some people that, like, hurt me. And I ain't going to lie. You know how you had a feeling sometime up in your stomach? You be like, I see them, I ain't going to say nothing.
I don't want to see half the people.
But see, that ain't of God. You know what I'm saying? So it's like somebody that, like, want to do right, somebody that's really trying to be in the face of God and just flat out change, they gonna, like, work on themselves and be like, okay, Lord, help me. Lord, teach me how to be kind when I see her tomorrow. I want to be able to speak and I mean,
I want to be able to speak and not grudgingly speak.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Be like, oh, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, like, you want to be genuine. That's how you know
not
people are trying to work through opposition, but you got that they better not say nothing to me. Girl, that ain't, baby, that
I'm
is not
I'm going to walk past them, and if they that do, if they call me, I'm not answering. I'm not doing this. I'm not even dealing with them. But I'm not going to even tell them that I'm not dealing with them. They'll know it by my action, honey.
Ooh. Girl. Hey, that's what it is. You right, though. That's how it goes, Vicky. Exactly how it goes. Just like that. Yes.
Yeah, that's true hate.
Like, pick it up. Like, I ain't gonna say nothing to him. I ain't gonna say, hey, I ain't gonna tell him, hey, you just pick it up. Girl, you ain't, girl, people like that, they ain't ready, because you ain't ready to be truthful with yourself.
You not. You act, you playing this fairy tale.
Playing.
What is that? Shoots and ladders.
Playing. You playing.
I just love this kind of talk, sis. It's so
girl, this the morning talk. This is the morning talk.
Honey, good morning.
Good morning.
Start your day off right.
Like Lana B say, air conditioner. I love when that little man say air conditioner. Ain't got no fan though. No. But no, I'm serious though. You know, it's just like you gotta really just redirect your spirit, girl, because you can get caught up and get so emotional behind people.
You can, and you know all this. You know, but you don't never bring up nothing about their past. You don't do that because you know it's gonna hurt. But when somebody has something on you and they bring up your past because they hurt, but they think they hurt, or they letting everybody else know, or letting everybody else know what they did for you and all this stuff, but you steady coming back behind them and you steady dealing with them on the down low.
On the low
not,
low?
Yeah, on the low low. You're not dealing with them in public, but you still mm-hmm. want to deal with, you still want to have that connection. You don't want to lose that connection because you know that connection is vital. That connection would get you somewhere. When everybody else is the road is clear and everybody else is good, then you're gonna hook back up with that connection because you know that's an asset right there. They all,
but you know what though, you just you reminded me of something. But you know what, they can take everything else from everybody else or whatever, but then when it comes to you,
they not gonna take it.
It's like they
don't make sense, but
it don't. It's just God said, don't work that way. He don't got he doesn't pick and choose. And sometimes we as Christians want to pick and choose who you gonna deal with. That's just not. It's just not like. I mean, life doesn't work like that. And I'm not saying like you gotta be everybody's best friend, but I'm just saying you don't, in this Christian walk, you don't pick and choose who you gonna help.
That's right.
It's not like that.
Oh, since and it's just like, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like it's ridiculous. But anything happen good in your life, everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon and be running. Oh, yeah. Like it's like, oh, she doing good. Let me call her. Girl, I'm happy for you. But if they seen it on Facebook, they won't say nothing.
Yeah, that's because they'll
send you text messages. I love you so much. I'm so happy God moving in your life. I'm just, you know, but if I get some information and I know she need it, I'm not going to give it to her because I know she going to take off with it. That's crazy to me. I just don't.
You saying don't, they like, you're so great. So you sitting up here basically saying, like, people are trying. No, I was just trying to interpret what you just said. You saying, like, people basically, like, they'll keep their, like, you know, like, they got all of these, connections, and like they know like what can help you, but they not gonna tell you because they scared you gonna get further than them.
Girl, I give it to my enemy. I will send them anything. I will make sure it don't even matter. Everybody can eat at the table. It's just different place you gonna eat off.
Come on, baby. It's just different servings and different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody can eat at the table. I'm not gonna ever be found guilty, you know, because I ask God every day, don't let me be that person. If I know I can make their life better, let me be found guilty of doing that. If I know they over there suffering, let me be found guilty of doing whatever I can do, whatever information I got, I'm gonna pass it on.
Yeah,
I'm it ain't not no wrong. Gonna That's good. Withhold That's good. That information because I got beef with them, or I just don't like the way she looked at me. So if I do get this, I'm not gonna bless her because I don't because she's just not the person that I want to bless today because she with me. I just don't feel like I should. And that's where you miss out when you fail to bless somebody that you already know. You always give them the information or you always doing it and just stop doing it because you think that, oh, if they don't get it from me, they won't get it. God gonna make sure that they taken care of, just like he took care of your dirty, filthy, a mess. He gonna take care of my dirty and my filth and my mess because he's a gracious God. His grace is so big that we don't even understand why. Because we shouldn't even be here. We shouldn't even be standing up here this morning talking about nothing. Because his grace is so big. His mercy is...
Amen.
You know, his mercy is everlasting. Mm-hmm. And,
yes, it is.
And how can we say, oh, they don't deserve it. Oh, they shouldn't have never... they can't even step a foot in God's organization because they not supposed to be there. They're outcast. How can that happen?
Or just probably, you know, some people just feel like you don't have the titles or you don't meet certain, like, qualifications or just that you're not good enough. You know, you just, I mean, some people, like, don't feel like you deserve that. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that's just how people are. You just live and learn, you know, and you can't be so focused on, like, what people are doing because I know myself because I have been that person and you know me, I can get focused on what everybody else doing and it'll kill some things. And I really can't afford to even like look at what people think or look at what people doing. You know, right. Because those are distractions for me. And that's why you really gotta be confident in yourself and know that God is ordering your steps and telling you what to do. And you just gotta just move forward and not really get caught up on, you know, what people doing. But like you said, be found guilty of making sure that like you're doing the right thing. Cause I want people right. to see my light. And I, like I said earlier, you know, some people don't believe in God, but, and they don't think he real, but I don't want to get caught and find out he real. And I didn't get his life. And I want to make sure that my feet are planted. Because there's too much going on or whatever. And I know that there is a God. And I know that he going to help us, you know, get through some of the things that we're going through. And it's just, I just feel like it's just helping us. And he's teaching us. And he's showing us things. No, it don't feel good. I don't like it. But he's allowing us. And also, he's helping us not to treat others how they treated us, but treat others how we want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I look at it because, I mean, well, that's the way I look at it. But, like, but, you know, sometimes you don't see that and you do get mixed messages because you got people saying they like this. But all in all, you looking like, no, that don't go.
I already know.
That ain't God's heart.
Right.
So
and on the flip side of it, when you know, and they don't know,
I know a lot of stuff people don't know that I know, but I can't say nothing.
Right. Ooh, God. Water just.
Oh, the Holy Ghost. Oh, that's tough right there.
Help my spirit today, Jesus. Just make me want to love them even more. You know,
I
want to pour into them because they, this is the way they feel about me. And it makes me want to just dive into them and smile at them a little harder. Ooh, and start laughing.
Jesus.
Come in your presence because you already know.
And girl, Jesus.
Ooh. That what really drives me to bless them the more because I know they hate me. And I know they don't have nothing for me, but they like, oh yeah.
I know. Oh. Now that's that's something that I struggle with. Cause you know me, I wanna let you know I know.
I know.
But you gotta hold your peace.
You got to hold
your peace. But you be like,
peace.
I want them to know I know. And you be I call it front. I said, I feel like I'm faking because I know.
No, you're not faking. But there ain't nothing you can do with that when people trust you with information and you got to hold yourself and hold your seat. But you really want to be like, let me knock at your door because this is what I'm known for, knocking at your door.
Yeah.
And we're going to go up front with it. But I can't do that because it's not time to knock at the door. The door is not open. Like your mama said, the door is closed. So I can't just walk in the door and want to just, because if you know who my earthly father was, you'll know that he'll knock and open the door on his own. But you can't go in yourself. So I have to go in my heavenly father. I have to do it my heavenly father's way because that's the way God wants me to do it. Because if I do it Vicky Warren's way, the whole town will be messed up. It'll be just like a shabble. like a explosion. Like, why she acting like that?
That's good.
That's real.
That's good.
Sit back and act like I don't. And act like I'm just.
Act like y'all know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm stupid. Oh, she's stupid. Mm. Can you believe that? How they done did her and she act like it ain't nothing. Mm. She don't even. You know, maybe I need to tell her. No. just let me be, honey. I mean, so yeah, this is the whole nother. Yeah. That's good though. I'm glad we had this talk.
I know, because I got to get going, girl.
I know,
you know, I got things to do this morning.
I know, I do too. I got to get prepared. I'm thinking about letting him go on with his brother. But, and you know, sometimes chapters are closed and you just have to be at peace with the chapters is closed and you don't go back and reopen a chapter because something might just happen. So, I'm at peace with the closed chapter.
Amen. God help us. Live and learn. Just help.
Help me, Lord.
Ooh,
okay, sis.
You.
I love you.
I love you too, girl.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.